Oh, man. I was just thinking, I haven't listened to Fred Durst rap in a while.
Well, I got you, RK.
Thanks, man. You know, this used to be, I don't know if it's still, this used to be the Red Sox review song.
Oh, was it? When you were doing it?
When I was doing Red Sox reviews, this was the Red Sox, it was the instrumental. We didn't get to hear the John Gotti bars from
Hey, don't Fred sleep Durst, on the Method Man feature.
Method Man, and this is DJ Premier. I mean, this is, you know, aside from Fred Durst, this is a great song. Have you seen Fred Durst lately, by the way?
Weird guy, Ace.
Can honestly say I have not.
Definitely looks different. Let me put it that way. Looks a lot different. Anyway, what you just heard there was Doug Peterson of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm going to keep making that joke, yes.
Somebody will laugh eventually, I
eventually,
promise.
Eventually. Someone in their car maybe thought, oh, yeah, Ferris Bueller, Peterson. And he was really letting it rip after the, I think it was their second game with Mac Jones going out there and going just hog wild. I mean, Mac Jones is having a great, I think he's the highest rated quarterback in the preseason. He's killing it out there against the second and third stringers with the Jacksonville Jaguars. There's no chance he's going to start any of these games unless Trevor Lawrence gets hurt, but he's been fantastic. I mean, really, he's been one of the best quarterbacks of the entire preseason, starter, rookie, whatever.
Didn't Bill tell us not to put any stock in that?
He did.
Okay.
And maybe that's part of why he said that. But yeah, as you just heard Peterson say there, Mac will still revert back to his Patriot ways every now and then, and we've got to remind him he's in Jacksonville. And that, I don't know, I'm not part of the team, you know, I'm just a fan, I grew up here, I've been a Patriots fan my entire life, and I remember when they sucked, and I remember when the Jaguars came into the league, you know, the Brunell and the Jimmy Smith,
Coughlin,
and, Fred Taylor and all those guys, like, I remember when they were an expansion team, I remember when they were a playoff team, and there was a time where, you know, that was a apt thing to say. And then for a bunch of years, for the last 20 years, you never would ever think you could hear the sentence, he'll revert back to his Patriot ways, and we got to remind him he's in Jacksonville. Mm. Like, this is we don't do things like that here in Jacksonville.
You
we
took offense.
We don't play like the Patriots here in Jacksonville. It wasn't so much that I took offense. It's more like a cut deep, you know? Like, it was one of those.
Oh, because it's true.
It was one of those quotes where it's just like, he's right, you know? Mac Jones in New England with the Patriots, and because of the Patriots, I think. And yeah, he was breakable, sure, but I do think there's talent there, and if you surround him and put him in the right situation, Tua Tagovailoa is probably breakable, too. In the right situation, he's a productive quarterback.
Yeah, I think Brian Flores tried to break him.
He did.
And then Mike McDaniel built him up.
I think he did break him. I mean, he benched him. Like, he was, that rookie year for Tua was not good. And, obviously McDaniel's a better fit. You put Tyreek Hill around him, you draft Jalen Waddle, you do all these things, great. Now he's a premier quarterback in the league. Not that Mac Jones is going to be, but you get my drift here. That was just one of those things that I heard, and it hurt. Peterson, yesterday, clarified what he meant by those comments. Now, we don't have audio of this, but we have a transcript from ESPN's Mike DiRocco. And here is how Peterson walked this back. He said, it's no different than myself. I grew up in Green Bay, right? Played for Green Bay, you learn certain things. You go somewhere else, like I went to Cleveland, and you revert back to terminology, hand signals, plays, things like that. That's what you're talking about. And sometimes he pulls out an old hand signal or throws out some old terminology or something because that's what he learned in New England, right? That's what he's been part of for the last several years, and it's not a slight, a knock, or anything. That's what I mean. He's been great. He's been great for the room. He's played extremely well, and we got to continue to grow. It's just sometimes, especially as quarterbacks, as smart as he is, and he studies the game very well, the terminology and learning our way and how we do it, that's what I meant by that. On a scale of 0 to 100 on the BS scale, how much is he lying right there?
So, do his comments pass the sniff test?
Do they?
Little teaser, little Easter egg. I actually think they do. I actually think that's what he meant.
That's what he meant by reverting back to his old Patriot ways.
I don't think it was like a
Patriot ways, not Patriot hand signals. He said Patriot ways.
The ways in which he went about his business with the Patriots.
Mm.
You make it sound like this is some referendum on, you know, the way they treated Mac, and he was a beaten man there, and he almost has, like, he moved because I picked up my foot, and he didn't know I was just moving. Like, he thought I was going to kick him like he was a dog.
He had attitude problems here, right? I mean, when I hear Patriot ways with Mac Jones, I think of the way he behaved. Right, that's part of
those
it too.
Patriot ways or Mac Jones ways.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that he was
tennis brat.
Right, he was a tennis brat, but it's rookie year. People weren't calling him that. It wasn't until they threw a defensive coordinator out there as his offensive coordinator that he's screaming on the sideline about how the short game sucks. You know that. I think one thing sort of bled into the other.
Yeah,
or one thing maybe begat the other, if you want to put it that way.
But I do. I think there's also some truth to the language thing in football and terminology and all that crap. And you're like,
there maybe is, but that's. I don't think that's what he meant there.
So you think think it was a shot at who?
At the Patriots.
At the Bill Belichick's Patriots.
Yes.
So it was a shot at Bill Belichick.
In a way, yes.
So McAfee should ask Bill about these comments.
He should. He should.
If he can. Doing his job as a podcast host to try to drum up attention.
When he's done puking in the garbage can and reintroducing himself.
Or getting high.
Or that, as Ryan Leaf alleged, then yes, he should do that. I agree.